A good morning, God, dear listeners. Welcome to Witness Radio program, Know Your Land and Environment Rights. I'm glad to present to you today. I am Rita Bagdie. I'd like to thank you for listening to Witness Radio and for tuning in each time and then that we are airing. I'd like to take you back on what we discussed in our previous episode about gender and land rights in Uganda. So, Council discussed gender and land rights at the very first beginning, gave us the statistics of women that are having land registered in their names. And she told us that is 16% of the women. And where are the rest? I don't know. We also saw the legal framework on gender and land rights. We looked at the 1995 Constitution of Uganda, what it says about the gender and land rights. We looked at the Article 26, where it guarantees right to own property. So much. We discussed the Land Act. We discussed the National Land Policy of 2013 and also the Succession Act that was amended in 2022. We would like to start from there today, but we would like to first welcome our council. Welcome our council, lawyer by profession, Obuliedade John. You're very welcome at Witness Radio.
Thank you, Rita. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for staying tuned into this program. Please don't give up on us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Council. We are going in for a short commercial break. We shall be back.
Listen to Witness Radio to learn more about environmental laws and policies and how you can protect the environment. Do development projects or land evictions affect your community? Share these experiences with us on Witness Radio. Witness Radio, where your voice is a weapon. Justice for all. That's our guarantee. Tune in today. Witness Radio, shining the light.
From that short commercial break, without wasting any more time, I would like to welcome Council Joanne to start from where we ended last time. Council, you're welcome.
Thank you. So I'm so glad that she took you through what you went through in our last episode, where we were talking about gender and land rights, and she took you through the different legal frameworks that we discussed in regards to women's land rights, like the National Land Policy. What is it saying? What does the Constitution say? The Land Act say? The Succession Act as amended. And we are still looking at the Succession Act as amended. We did not finish it. We are just discussing about it. And I think we had started with the fact that before its amendment, women were disadvantaged, especially when it came to inheritance. They were discriminated in one or another. But after it being amended, a lot of things changed. So, for starters, we want to tell you how things a little bit changed after the Succession Act was amended. And that is after organizations that advocate for women's rights making a lot of noise, and they're like, you guys, no, no, no. And then probably there were some amendments that were made to make sure that, women's land rights are respected. So, as we were saying, on the last note of our last episode, we said that the Succession Amendment Act of 2022 introduced critical reforms to inheritance laws in Uganda, particularly advancing gender equality in succession matters. The amendments addressed long-standing discriminatory provisions that previously disadvantaged women, particularly widows, in matters of inheritance, especially regarding family land. So, before the Succession Act, Uganda succession laws disproportionately favored widows. It favored widowers, those are men, surviving husbands, over widows, surviving wives. So, under the original Succession Act, a widower automatically inherited his deceased wife's property, while a widow did not have the same privilege over her deceased husband's estate.
And what was that?
Oh, God, this was very bad.
And it was amended?
Yeah, it was amended.
Okay.
It was amended, and now women at least can also have a right to inherit their husband's property. Yeah. So the amended act, especially under Section 27, now grants both widows and widowers equal rights to inherit family land and other property, ensuring that a widow is not denied her rightful share simply because of her gender.
Mm.
You know, women used to suffer long ago. So under that, we looked at where the legal basis of the fact that now women have a right to. We also looked at Article 21 of the Constitution of Uganda, which guarantees equality before the law and prohibits discrimination based on what? Sex. We looked at Article 31, which grants men and women equal rights during and after marriage, which includes inheritance rights. We also looked at the Succession Act as amended under Section 27, which now recognizes surviving spouses, whether male or female, or female, as a primary beneficiary, ensuring equal treatment. So, basically, women have now right to also what? Own, inherit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, property of the husband, unlike long ago.
Yeah. This brings a question. Let's say a man, for example, they do not have a heir, a son.
Yes.
Can a daughter inherit nowadays?
Yeah, they do.
Mm.
But it becomes very hard. It's either the daughter has to be very aggressive and outspoken.
Yes, and very strong-willed.
Yes. Otherwise, they'll always get an uncle to act as an administrator in one way or another.
Mm.
It works best when the dad leaves a will.
Yes.
And says, my daughter, this should do, should be, take over my property or do this. But if he doesn't do, and even family member, even when he leaves a will saying, my daughter should be in charge, you get. And let it happen, especially when the man only gave birth to female children. Oh, you will hear family members, that will was forged. It cannot happen. It was forged.
Mm.
The woman had no option because she only gave birth to female children. So she didn't, of course, she had to come up with a will so that, you know, a property doesn't jump out of her family. What? You know those things?
Yes. Actually, I attended a certain burial,
mm-hmm.
and this lady had written her will and voiced the will. She had it recorded herself and also wrote. So the whatever voice. That was said in the will,
mm.
it was what she was saying. And that is so clear that to everyone, it was said by the deceased, this and this should go to this one, this and this should go to this one. I think that was a very good practice. Because people can forge documents. They can change those documents.
If you find a family that is, they want to reap what they did not sow, mm-hmm. I should say.
Yes.
I think that's the best word I can use. Do you know that these days we have, they call it AI?
Yes.
You can literally play an audio and someone's like, that is not her voice. That is AI.
Mm.
That is not her voice. It is forged. My sister cannot be that stupid. Some people are too mean.
Yeah. But there is a difference between AI and when somebody talks. I am
telling you, someone can really convince you that is an AI.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people are really mean to their...
But why would you be greedy to things that you didn't even work hard for?
Exactly.
Like, why?
It beats my understanding too.
Okay.
So it has really, like, you find someone really fighting over, like, why are you fighting over your brother's property? Why not go work hard, have what your brother had? Why do you want to frustrate his family? Imagine these are your children too.
Yes.
People are selfish. People are very selfish. It really beats my understanding, but that is the kind of society we live in. So before the amendment, widows and female children often faced systematic barriers to inheriting land and property due to customary norms and legal gaps. So women were often treated as caretakers rather than rightful heirs, and male children were given preferences over female children. You know, even you remember long ago, especially Muslims, and even some parents these days, especially in the villages, rural areas, you would find a man say, I don't have time to waste money on my children, my girl child. They're going to get married and they'll cease being part of this family. Their focus is so much on the male.
Mm-hmm.
They don't focus on the female.
But actually, they can run.
And then they marry them off when they're very young. I cannot... The highest level they can educate them is up to senior four. And they're like, she's going to get married. And, you know, we want these people that extend their lineage, the family lineage, the men. You get?
Mm.
Yes. And you even find some educated men also have that primitive thinking.
Thinking, yeah.
So it is really very funny. It is very funny. But things happen on ground. So through various sections, removed these discriminatory practices and explicitly granted widows and family descendants automatic inheritance. For them to be granted, they had to repeal certain certain sections in the what in the Succession Act, like Section 2. Section 27 was also amended of the Succession Act, and also the amended Section 29. So to make sure that women's rights are upheld, the amended Section 14 of the Succession Act has amended.
Mm.
Yes, to see that women's rights are upheld. Impacts of the amendments when the Succession Act was amended. What were the impacts?
These acts when they were reformed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what were the impacts? Widows were protected from illegal evictions and disinheritance by in-laws or male relatives. So now women now, like someone cannot just come up and illegally evict a woman because now she's the one that is owning land that her husband probably left for her when he passed on. All family members cannot come and say, please, now that her husband has gone, you cannot take care of his property, so we must find a male person to actually take care of this property very well. It doesn't happen these days, which is very good. And you find that women are actually buying land these days. Women are buying land.
Very many are buying
land. Yeah, but they buy it independently, not with them.
With a man.
Yes.
Mm.
Ensures that widows and daughters have equal inheritance rights over family land and other assets. We have also now women who are actually taking charge of their father's property. They run their father's business and things are working very well. Just to say, the Succession Act as amended is a landmark reform that strengthens gender equality in inheritance matters by ensuring that widows have the same rights as widowers to inherit family land, and by removing legal provisions that previously discriminated against women. So these changes promote fairness, economic security for widows, and the protection of women's property rights. So it was very cool that amendments were made, though it is so disheartening, but that even with that, people are still suffering, women are still suffering in some villages there because they are ignorant about their rights. That's the first thing. And also men are still... They are still following the customary way of a woman should stop in the kitchen. You have nothing to tell me.
Yeah.
You get?
Mm.
Some of them are inferior. They feel inferior. Their self-esteem is too low. They can't speak up. They can't. Some of them just feel like, I don't have money. I cannot fight for this, you know.
Mm.
So a lot happens. Some women are still going through a lot, even when we have empowered women.
Yes.
Even the empowered sometimes become inferior.
Yeah, it reminded me of some celebrity that is that went abroad, leaving the woman to take care of the unfinished building that he had started up. But later on, the man, I think he ran out of money and decided to tell the wife, if you have,
you can finish up.
Yeah, you give me and, you know, you can finish up. So this woman told the person that sold the land to them. And, you know, now me and my husband, they're not actually married.
Yeah, cohabiting.
Yes.
Dating.
Yes. I've also started doing what? Paying the money on this unfinished building.
Yes.
The work was done. And then on that time, the man came back. The man says he used to send money to the woman to finish up the building. The woman says, my money finished that house, that building. So they've been to court having these issues.
They're not together?
Whose property? Yeah, now definitely. Now they're no longer together. Now, who should take the house?
They should just sell it and divide the money.
Yeah.
That's the only option they have.
Mm.
If the woman has proof that he put money. Because the fact is, the man has proof that I sent money. And then to a certain extent, he stopped getting the what? Money.
Mm.
But he has proof that I've ever sent money.
Yes, yes.
And if the woman was wise enough, probably she also had receipts.
Yes.
You get.
Mm.
So the best thing to do is to make sure that they just sell off the building. The best thing to do is to just sell off the building and they share the money.
Yeah, I didn't follow up to the end.
Or the other person decides to pay off the other.
Mm.
You get? Gives them their own share. Yes. And now there is a problem where, because now if I was a man, let's say if I've if I'm the one that bought the land, you get? And then I started the building. You know, the foundation is a bit more expensive than...
Yeah, finishing
maybe
up.
Apart from the roofing. The roofing is also... Foundation and the roofing.
Yes.
So even the roofing costs a lot of money. But if I'm the man, and I bought the land, then did the foundation, then did somewhere, and then I got done, and just give you your money. You back off. Because I presume he has the biggest percentage. And if I'm the man and if I'm the woman and I got the dime, I give it to you. You back off.
Okay.
Just like how is he called? The one that does binyanya nyanya. What's his name? That program for binyanya nyanya on what? Is it Bukedo or something?
I'm not.
He's that guy that is a DJ. He had issues with the wife. He wanted to marry another woman, and that he had bought a house with another woman. And then suddenly he feels like, I don't want to marry you. I want to marry another woman. You get it? And that constructed a flat. And then the woman is like, you look, even the guy that sold us this house, it's me who got the guy. It's me who actually cited the land too. I have put, and this woman had receipts to that effect. She had receipts. I don't know what happened. Nambwayo. Nambwayo with the, I'm forgetting that guy that does it. As of now, Nambwayo, because I think I saw it, was it on news? Was it when?
Suna Ben,
yes. Mm. Yes. Last week, I saw it on news somewhere that I think Suna Ben decided to buy another piece of land for the woman. If not that, maybe there was another piece of land that was close to the flat and they had to apportion a bit. You get? I think that's the way things happen. So they give her a little bit of a portion. And now this one, I think, also has taken over the flat. Smart women, you want to steal me? Okay. And I heard rumors that, you know, if she's to do anything with you, she will have proof. Even if she helps you to buy a car, she will have proof that I gave you this kind of money.
Yes, because some people change like chameleons.
They like stealing people's money.
Yeah, they change like chameleons. So we are going in for a short break. We shall be back.
Do you want to learn more about the legal nitty-gritty of land laws? Benefit from our programs at Witness Radio. We will teach you how you can protect your land from land grabbers. Are you a human rights activist? Do you want the voice of the voiceless to reach the authority responsible? Tune in to the People's Radio, Witness Radio. Listen to Witness Radio addressing land issues in your community on matters of land development that do not affect the people and the environment.
Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing? Or you're aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org.
Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send.
Welcome back from that short commercial break. We are diving into this conversation. It's so interesting. You can join us through this WhatsApp number 07 4596 5765, so that you can join the conversation on Twitter. You can also at Witness Radio, you can join us there so that you can send in the comments, and you know, we get the show all spiced up. Kanso, you're welcome. Let us continue.
Thank you. We're still looking at land rights, especially in regards to women's what? Land rights. So we have looked at what the Succession Act says, what the Land Act says, the Constitution says, and the National Land Policy, what does it say when it comes to women's land rights. We also decided to look at another law that kind of protects the rights of women, especially from deprivation of property, which is the Domestic Violence Act 2010. So which provides comprehensive legal protection against various forms of domestic abuse, including physical, emotional, sexual, and economic what? Violence. One of the key provisions is the recognition of property deprivation as a form of domestic what? Violence, ensuring legal recourse for women facing evictions from their marital homes. So the Act explicitly defines economic abuse, which includes the lawful deprivation of property, finance resources, financial resources, and basic needs. This means that if a woman is forcibly evicted from her marital home, whether by her spouse, in-laws, or any other party, this act can legally be considered a form of domestic violence. So we looked at Section 2 of the Domestic Violence Act, and we looked at how it defines economic abuse, and it says economic abuse is the denial of financial resources or property that the victim is entitled to by the law or custom with the intent to cause harm. So this includes the deprivation of a woman's right to stay in her home or access marital property, that is domestic violence. We also looked at Section 3 of the Domestic Violence Act of 2010, which states that domestic violence includes economic harm and property deprivation is recognized as one of the forms of harm. And we looked at Section 13 of the Domestic Violence Act, which also provides for court protection orders which can be issued to prevent a perpetrator, including a spouse or in-laws, from unlawfully evicting or depriving a woman from her home. So we kind of looked at what happens when women face evictions or property deprivation under domestic violence circumstances, which legal redress can they actually get? You get,
okay,
just in case they are evicted or their rights, or they are being deprived of their enjoyment of land rights.
And that is under the Domestic Violence Act.
Yes.
Okay.
So providing legal resources for women facing evictions from marital homes. So women who face evictions or property deprivation under domestic violence circumstances can seek legal redress through protection orders. Section 13, courts can issue orders restraining a perpetrator from unlawfully evicting a woman from her home, whichever, the husband can be a perpetrator, the in-laws can be perpetrators, anyone, the company or government can also be a perpetrator.
Mm.
As long as you try to evict, the woman can go to court and sue you. Compensation orders, which is Section 14, victims of property deprivation can seek compensation for losses incurred due to illegal evictions. They can also sue for criminal charges, which is under Section 21. Those who unlawfully evict or deprive a woman of her property under domestic violence circumstances can face criminal prosecution. You can also seek for civil remedies under Section 22, where it says that affected women can also pursue civil claims to recover their property or seek redress. We have also other supporting laws that can protect women from deprivation of property. We talked about the Succession Act, we talked about the Land Act and the Constitution. So which challenges?
Well, Council, just sorry to cut you short. If all these laws are in place,
yes,
and women are highly being deprived of their rights in Uganda today, what is the problem?
The first thing is women, most women that are being, that whose rights are being violated, they are ignorant about their rights. Very ignorant. They don't know that they have rights to say, I own property, I am this one's wife. They don't even have the better excuses to give to own that property. Second, like we said, there is no clear law, especially when it comes to cohabiting, can I say, they're not husband and wife, cohabiting friends.
Couples. Yes.
We are friends. We are not couples. Couple must be husband and wife.
We are having people that are not married but they're having kids. They're still couples.
According to the law, a couple is husband and wife now.
Okay.
So we are friends for benefit, I think.
Okay, you don't know how to term it.
Yeah. So that alone, like I can be with a man for 10 years and the man dies and all they can say is, okay, you can stay and take care of your husband's property because of the children or because you are dependent. You get? But per the law, I'm not seen as a wife because I don't have a ring on my finger, which I think is very unfair. I mean, I've been with this man. I struggled with him to be where we are, to come up with all that property. Sometimes I've even supported financially. And then some so-called in-law comes and you open your mouth and say, you see now, you know, she's not even the legal wife. You get? Another problem we have is some men are just rigid. They are still stuck to the 1900 era. I'm a man. You're not going to tell me anything. You're my wife. What I say is what we go with. You must be submissive. Some women are just, their self-esteem is too low. They just can't speak up. That is the empowerment that people need. But first, people are ignorant. Whoa, people are ignorant. People are illiterate. And those, by the way, those that are so much affected by this are women that are illiterate. They're not educated. They don't know what's happening around the world. They are still in the other 1900 era. Husband goes, husband comes back, husband brings food. I'm just here to give birth and take care of the family. You get?
Yes.
So that is where we are.
Okay.
They don't even know what the law says. They don't know what they... there is a certain... went for a certain training for human rights. And then there is the guy that was training us. He was my lecturer at campus. And he did study, I didn't think, he just went for further studies in other countries. Like, I think was in the U.S. for some time. So he was just telling us a story. He's like, his auntie was complaining about his uncle. Like, you see that your uncle, he does not give me money for food. You get money for food at times. He doesn't give me, he just goes out. Then you ask for money for food, since I don't have what. Then he takes alcohol, he comes back and does what. And then they had a chat with the uncle. You get, my uncle, you do this. And then he went back and told the auntie, you know what, how about you come and you go and talk to the guy. And then, like, what? We talk to him and we say what? No. At least I have a husband. I have someone to show as a husband. You want my husband to leave me after complaining? I can't. At least I am better than those ones that don't have. I have a husband who comes back home every day. Yes, I am not a single. You leave him there. At least I have a man. You get? And then the lecturer was like, what does this lady want me to do? Like, how can I help her? She cannot speak up. Something is really eating her up. And then, but she's leaning behind saying, at least I'm better than those who don't have husbands. I have a husband. Give my husband. And I think another thing is, women don't like fighting a lot. Sometimes they just let go very easily. Like, you find a woman has gone through a lot and she's like, I'm not fighting for that. I'll buy another one. You get someone has, a woman has worked with a man. They have built a house and blah, blah. And then the man wants to bring another woman. And she has fought. She started fighting with I don't know how many women. And she's like, ah, this time, no. Let him do whatever he wants to do. You get. So there are a lot of factors that are affecting women. Even when we have these laws, there is a lot, there are a lot of reasons why women's land rights are actually being what? Being infringed by men and in-laws and what? And we hear people say, culture, you give birth to only children, what? Girl child. Maybe this girl child thing is really happening. It's really happening.
Yeah.
Like, people feel like you've not given birth. I had a certain old woman saying, she was telling the girl, she gave birth to a girl child. That is good. At least now she doesn't have very close ties with that family. So the ties are not too strong. That is nothing to worry about. I was like, what did you just say? This is a child, regardless. What do you mean? Like, you're comparing a child to P?
Yeah, and I also had a statement. Somebody said, is a girl child also a child? Such statements.
But usually men who do this are still men that have not gone to school. Okay, we have those that are educated that do it, but they are the few. But these people that have never seen a pen and pencil and a book, those illiterates can surprise you. Those that have never seen a pen and a book. Story for another day. Let's look at the challenges we are facing. Challenges as to why we do not have reasons why women's land rights are actually not being respected, even regardless of these reforms that you have talked about.
Yes.
The first thing is we have customary practices and patriarchy. Many communities prioritize male land inheritance, sidelining women's land rights ownership. Trust me, in the villages there, go to barrios. It's very hard for them to say, there is a kid there. Very hard. There is a kid there. There is a girl that now is a, you get, that will probably succeed or be the father's heir. They will always look for a man. The man will be a man. That man gave birth to only women, girls. So we have to look for a man that can help them out. As if they ask for help, you get.
Yes.
It's really heartbreaking. They have to look for a woman. They have to look for a man to help because he only has women. He only has girl children. And then, do you know that even sometimes some men, like their women, go cheat and then they get to know, okay, when they cheat, they get a male child from outside. And they even get to know that now my woman, this child is not mine. But because with him, he has only given birth to women, girls, probably even tried with other women and have been girls, like 5 women, girls. And then this woman cheats and gets one boy like this. He shuts up. He will not even talk about it that my woman cheated. Hey, you brought a girl child. And then that kid will now become as if he's part of the family and he should. You get?
Yes.
That is how far things have gone. That is how far. Like, you keep quiet. You very well know this is not your child, but you need your lineage to continue. You need a male child. And you shut up. The male child that is continuing your lineage is for another man. And you are aware. I don't know, but people take it in a way that I don't get. So we have also limited awareness and legal literacy. Many women are unaware of their land rights and lack access to legal support. They don't know.
Yes.
They don't know.
This is very crucial.
Yes, they don't know. Then weak law enforcement. Despite legal protections, enforcement mechanisms remain weak. And many cases of land rights violations go unresolved. Land grabbing and evictions, large-scale land acquisitions, and forced evictions disproportionately affect women, especially in rural areas. Spousal consent challenges. While the Land Act requires spousal consent in practice, many women are excluded from land transactions. Mm. The husbands just sell land just like that. Women have gone through a lot, Rita. They have gone through a lot.
And they are going through a lot.
Yeah, they're still going through. That's why, yes, sometimes, you know, people complain, the man is not working. But to some extent, the man has done something. So, it's just that the enforcement is very weak.
But I'd like to defer. Some women are actually very lazy. They contributed nothing to that land. And they really want to take over that land or property, yet they didn't have, like, they didn't play any role in it.
What do you mean? For example,
The women that come into their men's places, the man already built, the man has everything, and your only job, you just came into that house, you didn't buy anything, you didn't contribute anything.
It is a man's responsibility to provide for me as a woman he loves. Mm. What are you saying?
Mm.
We are not saying, because if you say it like that, we are not talking about women who you have been with a man for 1 year and a man dies.
Mm.
I mean, once I come, not even that a man dies, once I come and settle down with you together. Even if it is a year. See, you say, I found what? You must do something.
Okay.
You must, because now, let me tell you something. As women, I may not build the house, but I may make it beautiful. You get? I may see lights, I'm like, you put your lights. I change lights. I put nice ones. I find your weird curtains. They are nice curtains. I'm like, no, those ones, we went up to date. I put nice curtain rods and everything. That, what are you saying? I'm already adding something, value, to your property.
Okay, cancel.
I'm coming. Sometimes I may be there. Even just me fixing your garden, I've added value. To make matters worse, I have given birth to children. What are you saying? Yes. Where do you expect me to go with your kids?
I'm not refusing those things that you do or giving birth to the kids. Literally, I would think if you give birth to the kids, that property, all those properties, the man should include himself and the children. Because, one, some women today, they can actually decide to leave you.
Yes.
And they want to leave and they want to claim your property. Since I'm leaving, we are now going our separate ways. I want this amount.
You have wasted my time. You have wasted.
How about his time?
Which time?
How about his time?
Yeah, you have wasted my time, I'm telling you.
Okay.
There's nothing like how about his time. You have wasted my... You know, men never grow old.
Mm-hmm.
You can marry at any time. I have a limit.
Mm.
When I clock something like 35, I start getting worried. I'm wrinkled. The level of... men will not look at me the way they used to look at me. You get? You have wasted my time. I am coming for you. I have given birth to your children. The moment you give birth to a child, your figure changes. A lot changes. Some people even go through scissor. You get? Someone sees you with that scar, will be like, I can't date this kind of woman. Because you already have changes in your body.
Okay. Hmm? Okay, counsel.
I have become loose. I have become a bit old. I am no longer the other pretty, chubby, or a glowing woman. You get? We differ. You know that you can find a man that is 40 years, but they still look like they are 30 something. In fact, 30. Do you know that they are there?
I know. Let's keep the conversation flowing because I know this discussion won't end. It won't end well.
You can't even go there.
Won't end well with me. We're out of time. But I would like to thank you so much for listening into Witness Radio program, Know Your Land and Environment Rights. Keep tuned in. Keep the comments flowing. And then we shall definitely give you the best of the service here at Witness Radio. I'd like to say bye for now. Rita Babidi is my name. Until next time, have a blessed day.